Jump around cause you're feeling happy and wave your hand up in the party and want even know some house money ready and put the microphone in and we feeling sexy and what if I girls you know them love mousy and shot me shot cause you know me
sexy. Don't look as well, like, you have to be at the right place, the right time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it helps.
Unfortunately, I'm not. Sometimes I am at the right place, right time, I get lucky, you know, I get myself a good guest and then there are other times when I'm not that lucky and
yeah.
I just couldn't get a saw with a guest, yeah.
Yeah, no, but I think that's like part of the magic of it is it's the pet, like you can get anyone on and you can have a good chat with them, you know what I mean? It's almost like you want to get something on and you think they'll be great for the show, great for content, but then you get someone else on who you wouldn't expect, but you get a great episode out of them as well. Like that's what I love about it, do you know what I mean? Like that's what I really want to do, like on my show. Like I want to build it to a platform where I can take anyone on and have a conversation. Like I just want to bring people on who I'm interested in.
Yeah.
And then I can just fucking have a great
chat. Are
you
interested in us?
Yeah, honestly, I just want to have a great chat with as many people as possible. Because I think that's the beauty of podcasting.
Yeah.
Because every person has a story to tell. Everyone has a kind of, you know what I mean, something going on that they have to talk about. Everyone likes to talk, but not everyone gets a chance to talk. Like, I've had some great guests on, like, even having, like, Niamh Flinter on the last one.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, having her on, like, phenomenal guest. But I personally, I didn't really hear her speak before that or talk before that. I didn't know what she was about. I saw her on TikTok and I think seeing that kind of that side to her in a long form, that was amazing for me. I think hopefully she agrees that it was good for her brand and stuff as well. And I think kind of people then kind of realised, there's more layers to this person than I originally thought there was, you know what I mean?
Yeah, to be honest, a lot of people are so judgmental nowadays. It's so easy to judge someone without knowing them.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I'm guilty of that. I judge people before I even know them properly, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think, this person's a wanker, this person's a cunt. But then you mean, they're just lovely. They're lovely people on earth.
Sound out. They are sound out. Like, I think that's the perfect, like, the way to put it, because if you don't have communication with people, you'll never get to know them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm the same. Like, you make assessments on people before you step into foot with them. You know what I mean? You don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And then, like, you talk to them. Even, like, not even on the podcast, you meet someone down the pub.
Yeah.
And you have preconceptions about them. Been following them on Instagram since we played in third class. You're like, oh, he's a gay bag or whatever it is. You talk to them, you're like, fucking dead sound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you just have a great chat with him, a great night, and he introduces you to people and it's all connections. It's amazing. Like, it's amazing. I really, like,
and
that's...
as well, unfortunately, the opposite can happen as well.
Yeah.
You probably think, we get good vibes off him, but turns out that person's a cunt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I suppose, like, that's what you're kind of dealing with as well. Everyone, like, people are different. Everyone's different.
I'm supposed I'm lucky that I never had a cunty guest. Do you know what I mean?
I haven't had a sandbag either. Just someone you're just talking to, and they're just like, not really.
Yeah.
And there's just nothing from it. You have to just extract something out of them. I'm so happy I haven't got that yet.
Yeah.
I keep being told that. Everyone who I talk to now, like, those podcasts, they're like, wait till you have a shy guest. And then you'll see how hard it can be.
Yeah.
I've had lovely guests so far, just talk.
Yeah, I've had lovely guests. I've been doing it for a year, so I was supposed to have shy guests by now. I haven't had one shy guest, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe there are some that I felt underwhelmed.
Mm.
But love my sound. I'm not saying that underwhelmed as in, they're shy bags or whatever. I just think it's not as good as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I love my proper sound and it's exactly what I expected. Some even exceeded my expectations.
That's beautiful, wasn't it? When it happens.
Yeah, like Connor Ruin. A lot of people have this preconception of Connor. Like, a lot of people talk shit about him and troll him and stuff like that. They have this preconception that he's this wank stand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had him on the podcast. He was dead sound.
I love Connor. Like, I don't know him now, but I love someone who was...
You should definitely bring him on to the podcast.
I'd love to.
Yeah,
I'd love
it.
I'll reach out to him, but
I
just love the whole I love people who are smart, business smart, and people kind of they see him and they're not looking at the deeper level. It's like, if you look at what he's taken, like, he was doing Curry Tuesdays and stuff.
Yeah,
there's no way no one is going to rate Curry's into doing what he's doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Business owner, the Buddy Cup, everything that he's doing now has stemmed from very little, and that doesn't happen by accident. That's a smart man who was able to put that into position. Like, I'd love to have a conversation with him, just pick his brain, just see how it works out. He's just a genius, really is. And, like, when you see that, but you can see that, and, you know, and he's not there yet. He's gonna be fucking 10 times bigger than he is now. Whether it's business, whether it's content creation, things like that are special.
Yeah.
Same with even like Ben Williams.
I'd love to bring him on.
Like, he'd be a great chat.
Oh, I think it'd be a little chat with him.
He's so different.
It's so hard to reach out.
Like, he's so different to
He's all the other influences, yeah. Something about him that's just different. It's there just, is something there's about no fakeness in him. See a lot of influencers that fake. Ben brings that authenticity, that realness to it.
Yeah.
That's what we really do like about him and Louis Priest.
He's just himself. And I think that, like, I obviously wouldn't know. Like, he'd probably have a different story, but I think he's kind of...
But imagine we say that and we bring him on the podcast and he's a fucking wanker.
I've only heard good things about him from, like, two other people that have known him.
Yeah.
But, no, like, it just, like there is a very select few content creator in this country. Mm-hmm. That are special, and he's definitely in that kind of category. Yeah. Like we're kind of blessed and cursed in this country, where you can only kind of grow so big before you have to branch out, go to London.
Yeah, that's the worst thing. Yeah, I talked about the last episode with Hunter, Jacksepticeye. Yeah. He's probably the biggest Irish content creator ever. And look what happened. He's gone to London. He's collaborating with the UK YouTube. Yeah. He didn't really bring the whole Irish scene with him.
I don't think he could have. Because there's no one else doing it.
Yeah, there's no one else doing it.
Like,
yeah.
I think in this country...
Yeah, but there are a lot of people doing it now. I think what Jack should do, like, he should be noticing it by now. What he should do is bring the scene along with him. Do you know what I mean? Start making videos with Irish YouTubers, collaborate with them, and help grow the scene.
That would be...
And you know what? Even in music, I see Beltazzoni in fearful complaint with them. Beltazzoni, they're bringing the whole scene with them. They're bringing a whole lot of DJs with them, like your Louis Nennis's, Connor Thompson, or they're bringing everyone
with them. Yeah.
That's the thing. That's something Jack said could fail to do.
I love that DJ community as well.
They succeeded in doing that.
Yeah. Like, that's why I think, like, the DJ scene in this country is so strong. Because it's a family.
I'm telling you now.
It's such a family.
It is. They're all best mates now.
Yeah.
Lazy, I'm telling you now, Dublin's definitely going to be on the map. Just look, Liverpool, Ibiza, and all them places. Dublin's going to be on the map. Like, people don't realise the amount of talent we have, that untapped potential we have. Like, someone needs to listen to them. Like, if they get one listen, if they blow off or whatever, then they're just going to go far. Because we've got so much talent that people aren't really noticing it now, right now. That's so underrated right now. We just hope they get their plays, they get their flowers in, because they're... A lot of them DJs and producers are unbelievable.
Yeah, and like what's so like special about that is
I forgot one thing, speaking about DJs, good friend of the podcast, Toy Eustace, he had his first tune out, so I'll give it a listen, yeah.
Yeah. Stream it up. But like what I think is so special is like you see like as your man Toy, my good friend now Sean Killeen, he's after putting out two mixes there, he's doing well for himself. We probably don't know. The biggest DJ in 10 years time, because he's going to see Beltaz, he's going to see the likes of Jay, he's going to see Ryan Ennis,
yeah.
And the inspiration that these fellas are actually given, like they're young themselves,
yeah.
But they're even giving inspiration to these 13, 14 year olds,
yeah.
And it's crazy, and that's exactly what you need. It's even like you can bring that down to every kind of level of entertainment. It's all about you have to have a roadmap to follow, mm-hmm. And then it's up to that person then to take it to the next step. So Beltaz have really, like, they've helped that scene so much.
Yeah, they have, yeah.
It's crazy.
They have, yeah, and especially with Jazzy now. You look at Jazzy right now.
Yeah.
Her channel's unbelievable for us to fall, but now she's rising up. People are starting to know. So not just Ireland, but the UK. You see people in the UK, they're beginning to take notice of her as well.
Unreal.
And hopefully, it's everyone.
Yeah.
It's every single one of them. Hopefully, it's Luke's a toy. Kate Borg is a good friend of the podcast as well.
Yeah.
Them lads, they deserve their flowers.
Yeah.
Like, the work they put in. The work them youngfellas put in is just unbelievable. They have an insane work ethic. And I believe with work ethic and a bit of luck as well, like, as long as your goal's realistic, you could do anything you want.
For sure. Yeah, and, like, it all starts with just doing it. Yeah. Like, if there's anyone out there listening to this that's debating whether getting into podcasting, music, if you want to become a DJ, whatever, if you don't start, you'll never know. And it starts with doing. That's the whole difference.
The thing is, best way I can say it is, if you don't start now, you'll never do it again.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the kind of goal I am as well. If we don't do something now, I'm never going to do it.
Yeah.
Because I always delay it, like, by a day. Like, I was supposed to go to gym today, but I was like, I'm just going to do it tomorrow. I know I'll probably never go if I don't go tomorrow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I promise myself I'm going to the gym tomorrow. Like, I have to go
tomorrow.
Just
have to force yourself to do it.
Have to force myself. It's discipline. That's what it is, discipline. Yeah. You have to do shit no matter how you feel. If you don't feel like doing it, if you feel like doing it, just fucking do it anyway.
Exactly.
It's supposed to do. It's your duty.
And if you don't, like, it's easy to sit down and do nothing, but that's comfortable.
Yeah.
You can never progress yourself or do better. And sure, even if you go to the gym every single day and you don't like it,
yeah,
you say, fuck it, but you gave it a go, or it didn't work out for you, whatever happens. But if you don't try, you don't go.
Yeah. As well, take risks, fail, keep failing. Absolutely. Because failure breeds success for me. The amount of times I failed, the amount of shit episodes I put in, not the guest's fault. It's me yelling at us. Obviously, the audio quality, whatever. The amount of failures we had, and the amount of times we've learned from. Well, I haven't really learned because the technical side of things. Like, I don't really know too much of it.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't know. That's why, like, hopefully, I get a new studio sealed so we could get that sorted. But the amount of things we've learned, you know, off interviewing guests. Well, it's not an interview. I don't want it to be an interview, but I told you last night, like, I was sick of that interviews to a yoke. So I was just. Like, I look back at them episodes and I just cringe at how boring it is. And it's not their fault. I just blame myself. Because the podcasts, like, the tone of the podcast starts with the host. Sure. So I blame myself with the episodes being a bit underwhelming. But it's my own fault that I do beat myself up over it. But I know, like, the last episode was unbelievable. And hopefully this one we do is a good start right now.
So it's just run it.
Just do Joe Rogan stuff. Joe Rogan's been a huge influence
of
the podcast, especially the past two episodes, including this one.
Yeah.
He's definitely influenced this episode big time. But it's more conversational now instead of fucking interviewing people and stuff like that. And I just hate the intros. The intros, like, looking back at it now, I just cringe at the intros.
Yeah.
It's that guy here. I'm like, fuck, never again. I'm not doing that show ever again,
But I think, like, the whole thing about it is, like, if you're having a conversation on a chat, that's, like, this is your platform. You can do what you want with it. I think, like, a lot of the interview style, like, leave that to the mainstream. They've been doing that for fucking years.
That's, leave it to the media.
Leave it to them. And then, like, we can do our own thing. Because a lot of our guests, like, I don't know if you find this, like, at the moment, when you're starting out, you get the likes of Conor Ryan on, I have Niamh on. There's no need for the kind of interview because everyone knows Niamh Flint at TikTok.
Yeah.
There's no need to.
Honestly, I look back at that Conor Ryan episode. Conor's a gent, but fucking hell, I just wish I'd done better. I really wish I'd done it better. We've done it in interviews too, and I just cringe. Let's look back at it, I just cringe. And I don't think Conor even likes it, you just get the vibes. Or now it's my own fault. Definitely love to bring him on again and redeem myself.
Totally, yeah.
Conor's a gent, I'd say he'd be down for it. Yeah, go for it.
No, but like that's like when I started any other business, and I was talking to the fellas out in the studio.
Yeah.
They were kind of like, what's your plan? What are you really going to do? What's your podcast going to be about? I keep hearing that, what's your podcast about?
Yeah, exactly, you got the same thing.
And it's like, I can't define it for you. Because whatever my podcast is about is who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
One week I'm talking to Jay, it's about DJ and it's about his life, why he does what he does. And then down the line I get a fucking beekeeper on. It's about biz.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? That's what I want to build. It's just
trying to be versatile. Like I said, Joe Rogan, another huge influence. He's helping us be more versatile. We could talk about loads of stuff.
Yeah.
Joe could talk about comedy, fighting, conspiracy theories, all that mad shit, drugs, whatever. Whatever the subject is, Joe will talk about it. And the best thing is, he knows his shit. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to learn. So I'm trying to learn everything, I'm trying to be versatile. And when I bring someone on, I want to know what I'm on about and what they're on about. I want to get to the level where I could relay my knowledge to the general public. Those who don't know it, I could explain it to them.
So and then bring them along with you, because you're learning as well, aren't
you? Yeah, I'm learning as well. I'm learning every day. Yeah. I learn everything about podcasts and stuff like that. Like, this time last year when I started the podcast, I didn't know jack shit about what happened. I knew nothing about nothing. Yeah. It was just football and whatever, yeah?
Yeah.
But now I could talk about everything, and I'm comfortable just talking about it. Yeah, I'm gonna improve on it, and there's a lot we need to work on. I'm definitely so much better now than I was back then. I'm so much more knowledgeable about the world and everything else, like a lot of subjects, than I was back then. And even like back then, I'd have a chat with my mates about loads of stuff, but I wasn't at the level that I am now.
No, and it's just like, you just like, for more conversations you have with people, more you're talking about things, it's the open mindedness of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, if you're talking to new people every day about new different things, you're going to be opening your mind to completely different conversations you're not necessarily interested in. But then you're talking to someone, you're like, actually, I know about that now. That's actually, that interests me. I'm going to be interested in that, look into it more. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's that open mindedness. You meet new people every episode, every week. You bring in new guests, people you've never met before. And they open your mind, like you just delve into their mindsets, right? And you take the good that's in their mindset and you try and implement that into your own mindset.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's that open mindedness. That's what I love about podcasting. You have a different perspective on everything and how you view the world and how you view certain topics, everything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like that was kind of a big part for me starting as well. Like podcasting for me, I wouldn't say is my end goal. it's kind of step one of a process that I want to build. And I kind of said to myself a couple months ago, like, what do I enjoy doing? I enjoy conversation, I enjoy learning, I try and getting to know. How can I put that into a, how can I kind of take that and build something from it while also furthering my brand, myself, and making something out of it? And I said, I don't have connections in many industries at the moment. I'm going to start a podcast. I'm going to invite people on that I'm interested in, that I want to talk to, and I'm going to get to know people, make connections within industries, so then I can go forward with that into businesses and build other things off that. That's like, I'm going to do the podcast for the rest of my, the rest of my life if I can, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it, like, that's always going to be a constant. I'm going to do that every week, and when that kind of kicks up and starts going, like, I cannot wait for it. But it's not going to be the only thing that I'm doing. It's just step one. I always put it as, like, I'm going to use the podcast as a shop window to the rest of what's going on. If I'm going to start businesses and going to go more into content creation and things like that, that's all going to stem from the podcast. And that's kind of a big part of why I started. And I think a lot of people just kind of see me as someone who just sits in front of a camera and just chats shite to someone for. But there is a bit of a method to the madness of it as well, you know what I mean? And I think people kind of saw that as well, you know what I mean? When I was talking to Nave on the last one, we kind of went into, like, why, Johnny, why do you make content? And it's just the love for it. And I want to do that. I see these people, like, and I'm interviewing people who I wouldn't be in a room with them 6 months ago.
Yeah.
It's just, it's kind of crazy how fast kind of everything is happening. Like, I didn't expect to kind of do the numbers on TikTok that I'm doing now. I really didn't. I said to one of my best mates, I was like, if I post a TikTok and it gets 300 views, it's grand. And we're sitting, I think, at, like, we're nearly 90,000 likes now on all the ones that we've done.
That's really good. That.
It's mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's all down to just, like, obviously, as you say, a bit of luck, but there's also work that goes into it as well.
Yeah, a lot of work, a lot of hard work. I'd say hard work is probably like 70% of success.
Yeah.
And the other 20 is just luck.
Like, my first podcast was with Max Lally, who is an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
And that podcast never went out. We didn't post it because that was the first time I sat down and had a conversation with someone on camera. I was very green.
Yeah.
So what I did with that was, I didn't post it on Spotify. I didn't put it anywhere. What I did was I took the video, chopped it up, 15 seconds, the best bits, on TikTok. He got a bit of exposure out of it. I got a lot of exposure out of it. And it also helped me get the next guest on. Because it's something to go off. Yeah. You know, a bit of a CV. Yeah. Like, that podcast probably will never come out. It might do in a couple of years when I'm like, this is my first podcast. Like, making a bollocks of the intro.
Look, it's all right. Like, the first playing episodes out is an absolute joke.
Yeah.
Just the names.
Yeah.
But it's all right, you know, letting it out, you know, show people where you came from.
Yeah.
You want to start and then look at where you are now.
Yeah, no, but it's like,
it is nice to compare, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like, that podcast was great. Like, Max is an amazing guest. Like, he's an MMA fighter. Like,
yeah, he trains at SBG Charles.
He does.
Yeah.
He's fucking unbelievable.
One of my best mates trains at Charles.
Yeah. Like, I got to know Max through working with him. And, I'd never say this to him now because it's a bit, you know, man, it's a bit soft, but like, I kind of walked in there, I didn't really know him, and he was one of those, you know, kind of one of those people that you wouldn't talk to, you'd say the odd thing to him, but you don't really know him. You kind of feel like, oh, they're not the biggest fans of me, or whatever it is, just your own kind of insecurity. And kind of as I got to work with him a little bit longer, like, I saw in him, he's the most ambitious, driven person I've ever met. I've never met someone who works as hard. Like, he's going to go as far as he can go. Just, like, he could tell me he wants to do something that's going to be done. And I just saw that in him, and I said, I want you to be my first guest. And I'm so gracious that he did. And it's kind of set us up now to do a lot better. Do you know what I mean? Because even, like, you need that first kind of guest.
Mm-hmm.
And a guest like him, even, like, with the TikToks, I think it kind of showed. We were talking about fighting, we were talking about MMA, but we went into relationships, friendships.
Yeah.
And I think that on TikTok, I realised very quickly, okay, well, the fighting clips do well, but they do well in a certain audience.
Yeah.
We started talking about relationships, and you're looking at 10x on the last views, and you're like, okay, more of that. So I took that into the next episode with Jay and Owen, ETC, and we kind of built off that again. We were talking about their experiences. We were talking about stories that they've lived. Yeah. And that's what people are interested in. Yeah. Everyone knows they're two phenomenal DJs.
Yeah.
Like, if you can kind of, if you can pull the curtain back, Let's hear it about their stories out in Ibiza. Yeah. Let's hear it about what's going on. Do you know what I mean? That's what people want to hear. Mm-hmm. And it's about giving people what they want to hear in a way. I'm interested in hearing stories. It's like just talking down to your mates. So, you know what I mean? You're just having a chat.
Yeah.
And I think people genuinely do just love that. And then off that episode, that went out. That did phenomenal. I mean, the lads like promoted that phenomenally. I mean, that was everywhere for a while. I think the highlight of the career so far.
Yeah, that's how we got to know you.
Yeah.
We listened to the episode and my God, it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, it was amazing. It's a bit similar to me, right?
Yeah.
Where you just have a chat with them, maybe do a bit of interviewish.
Yeah.
It's mainly conversation, you know, right now.
I tried to mix the two of them. Yeah. I think, like, when I'm kind of, when I'm sitting there, like, I don't prep anything. The one question I ask my guest is, what do you not want to talk about? If they say, oh, I don't want to bring up this, grant. A lot of them are just like, I don't care, fucking shoot, whatever. So like, that's the one question, what do you not want to talk about? And if we're all good to go, well, I have a chat with them obviously outside, and I say, look, we're not going to have much of a conversation here, not going to be rude, let's fucking save it for the good stuff. And then we have a chat, and like, in my head, I'm like, okay, so I need to get my show over to their fans. I need to kind of sell it to them, because if we could take a couple of listeners from that episode to the next one, that's my job done. I also need to give them exposure. I need to give them good clips, their content. So if they need to promote anything, they want to tell a story that they want to post on their TikTok or Instagram, that's also extremely important.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where the interview comes in. So the first kind of, I'd say the first 10 minutes is kind of the general getting to know who's this, who's that.
Yeah.
And then the last 10 minutes is usually the same. So like, that's how I try to break it down. So you have about 45 minutes of just pure chats about what's going on.
Yeah.
And I think we saw that with kind of like Niamh, like if I'm kind of going reviewing my kind of performance on it, like you can tell when a guest is a bit nervous coming on. And I think that like she was a bit nervous coming on. I think it was one of the first kind of podcasts she did, I'm not too sure now. But you can tell when someone's kind of in their shell. But I think it kind of became apparent that this was a relaxed environment. This is just a chat. Let's talk. And I think the podcast, that got so much better as it went on. And I think that's just what I want to do.
It's always as time goes on, when you progress forward, it's a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah, people kind of break down and stuff. And
a lot of people, they do overthink things a bit when it comes to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or they get a lot of guests who get nervous, but I just tell them, sorry,
it's
just a chat.
Yeah, the question.
No need to overthink it, it's a chat, but we're just letting people eavesdrop on a conversation.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's literally what it is.
Quality. It's quality. It's really, it is quality.
But it's understandable why people are getting nervous, because we live in a world now where if you say the wrong thing, you're fucked.
I suppose you can.
Yeah, you have to say the right things. You can't say the wrong things, you know what I mean? Mm. Say one thing that people don't like and they'll just attack you, they'll come after you.
Yeah.
It's gonna ruin your life basically. And your livelihood. Do you know what I mean?
I think if I was to ever go on a podcast, say something that was to get that reaction, I don't think it would be the end of the world.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of that is like people I've talked to the odd influencer now who would say that they've been cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
No one's gonna cancel you if you're not Logan Paul or if you're not Joe Rogan. Like at the end of the day, like you have to pull it in. If you have 50,000 followers and you start a fight with someone you don't like, you make fun of someone or whatever it is, you get cancelled for it. No one cares.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like that's it. Like I'm not too worried about saying the right or wrong thing. Sure. Like even on the last podcast we did, sure, we went into topics that would necessarily, they wouldn't be maybe advertiser friendly, if you want to put it that way. So like I my whole thing is wherever the conversation goes, but I think like we don't want to get to a place in this, like in Ireland, you kind of see it creeping into America. You don't want to get to a place where you're afraid to say anything.
Yeah.
You don't want someone to sit in front of you and they're breaking themselves, I'll show you if I say the wrong thing. Don't worry about it. You can deal with that when it comes. But the reality of it is, it's very unlikely.
Yeah.
To be like, unless you go full Kanye West or something, do you know what I mean? On a show, you'd be gone then.
Yeah.
But like I can't imagine like someone coming on the show and like digging themselves a hole that big that they couldn't get out of.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Like I suppose there is a risk, because like there is like the odd time like you do be kind of having a conversation like, oh, where is this going now?
Yeah.
Like,
you know what we've learned off podcasting for a while, and obviously looking at cancel culture and shit like that. You don't get cancelled if you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Look at Rota Shaw off the side, man. He never got cancelled. He says the most outrageous shit ever. It's because he doesn't care.
I think it's coming now, though.
He literally doesn't give a fuck.
I think the last few weeks that's kind of changed.
Well, it's KSI. He's the one getting
I think they're all coming down.
Nah, they all apologised over him saying, I don't know if I should say it. I'll probably not say it. I don't want to get cancelled, yeah. But he said the P word. Yeah. He said the P word. Kessel got dogs abuse over it. Everyone apologised except Harry. He's the only one who didn't apologise. Because yeah. He knows it's a joke. Look, of course we get white people are upset, right? Yeah. I'm an empath. Like, I look at every side. I see all I see why you're upset over it. I think people are just blowing it way over proportions. Like, he himself doesn't... KSI he never had any malice or ill intention when saying the word.
I don't think so. I think
it was, oh, yeah, it's a bit stupid him saying it, right?
It was really bad timing, is
it? It was bad timing, yeah. Shouldn't say it, but still, like, it's nothing to get fucking upset about.
Yeah, I
like,
know.
It's all a joke. Like, I'm a fucked up person. I have the most fucked up sense of humor ever. So I understood.
Yeah.
I understood. He had no ill intentions. If someone came... with ill intentions, then yeah, I'd say, yeah, fuck that piece. Right now, he didn't have any hatred or malice in his heart for South Asian people.
Yeah, and I think, like, I suppose, like you're saying, Rob the Shah not apologising. I think that that's because if he apologises for one thing, everything else.
Everything that he's
done. If you apologise once, they expect everything.
Yeah.
It's like that. You ever talk to a girl, like,
yeah.
You fuck up once, you say, oh, sorry. I stop saying sorry to people now. Unless I really fuck up.
I say it a lot, to be honest.
I think it's like...
just off me dating history in the past, I just say sorry to people. I say something that's a bit too forward or a bit... shouldn't be saying. I just say sorry.
No, I'm not even saying that. It's
just because people are so sensitive and the girls that I've talked up in with are so fucking sensitive.
I'm just going off.
It kind of like hardwire me brain. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. There are a few same girls, you know, same boys.
Yeah.
That's all right. Like, it's nothing.
I'm kind of just going off. But, like, you read them on the river for 2 hours. Like,
there's one board I'm talking to. It's going like she's trying to condition me into not saying sorry all the time. And bringing me back to my normal self now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's great, yeah.
I just had... I made that decision a while ago. I was like, this word fucking sorry is actually holds a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not... Like, if I'm saying sorry to someone, I truly mean that I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just throw it out. If I've done something, and I mean, like, when I say... I don't say sorry even when I'm talking to girls and all now. I'm talking about if I leave you undelivered for 8 hours and you have a go at me, I am not sorry for that. That's just how it is. Get on with it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm saying with
blokes. Especially sorry now has no value because people only say sorry because they don't want sponsors to remove them or something. Like, are you even sorry? Are you actually remorseful?
No.
When I look at these content creators, them famous people apologising for the shit they said or done in the past, I don't believe
them. Yeah.
You're not only saying it to save your own arse.
As I said it in the first
place. You're not saying it because... you actually meant it. But I feel like if I say sorry, yeah, I mean it.
Yeah.
But if I ever get to the position where I am cancelled over saying shit, I'm not going to apologise. Fuck all that. I don't give a fuck.
Right, it depends on what you're doing. You want to
obviously, I'm not
bad,
a dickhead. I'm not a dickhead now. I'm not a proper dickhead. I'm not Kanye West level dickhead.
Yeah.
But say I said something that people generally don't agree with. Fuck what you think. It's my opinion. Respect me fucking opinion. Just like I respect anyone else's opinion.
Yeah.
As fucked up as it is, oh hell, I don't like your opinion, but I'm going to respect it because it's yours.
Yeah.
So at least respect my opinion as well.
Especially when you're like the host of a show. If you're doing a show, you have to have a bit of backbone to you. You have to have a little bit of, right, this is, like, I don't go in doing my show for any agenda. You know what I mean? I'm myself, my opinions. Just because so-and-so might not disagree with how I have an outlook on certain things, like, on the last episode, I was on the opposition of Andrew Tate. I said, I don't really like the fella.
Yeah.
I got a bit of flack for that on TikTok. There was an army of...
office fanboys.
Of 14-year-olds that were like, how do you not understand? And then, like, what's so weird was, Niamh kind of had the opposite, being like, I like him, he's good for kind of mental health, and he's helped me help. And she also got the opposite. You can't say anything right. If you like someone, you're getting dogs abuse. Yeah. And if you don't like someone, you're also getting dogs abuse.
Yeah, I know.
There's no winning. You can't make everyone happy. So on my show, it's my opinion. And if you don't like it, you don't have to watch.
Look, it's your own opinion. Fuck what everyone
thinks.
You should make you happy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that matters. Only you can make yourself
happy.
That's
the way to do it.
That's my opinion. But yeah, Andrew Tate, I'm not the biggest fan of the guys either.
I don't like him.
I don't like the shit he said about women and stuff like that. But I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm starting to agree with some of the things he says. Like, discipline. When I told you about discipline earlier, I took that from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he did help me a bit, but I'm still not a fan. I'm not going to say I'm a fanboy. I love Andrew Tate and shit like that. He's the top G. No, I don't believe he's a top G. He's a wanker, but he is right in some of the things he's saying. He does have a point. Do you know what I mean?
I suppose, I think that, like...
But I disagree with most of the things he says, but the things he says about motivation, discipline, training, going to the gym... he's spot on.
Yeah, I think, and he, like, the thing about him is he lives that as well. Like, you see how he's kind of taken over in the internet in a way. That's just true hard work. It's true marketing. It's true saying, getting those little sound bites that make people talk. Like, he's put that into his own head where he's just motivating himself to kind of go forward. Like, we're watching, when you look at Andrew Tate, you're not looking at a machine. You're just looking at, like, one bloke who's speaking his mind. And the reason why he is successful, whether you dislike him or like him, mm-hmm. is because he's saying the words out of his mouth,
mm-hmm.
but then he's following up on them. He's like he was taking the piss there, I think, when he came out of prison and saw an interview. He was like, I did X amount of push-ups, and yeah. I want to get to 15,000 by the end of the week or something. But, like, you look at him, you're like, well, yeah, we can see, you actually have, you know what I mean? You can you believe it.
You can see, you bulked up as well. Yeah.
You believe it. And, like, things like that, like, I think there's a level of authenticity to him that is attractive, I suppose. Do you know what I mean? You can see why people, like, gravitate towards him. It's just a bit of a pity that there's a bit of red tape around him as well. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be nice if someone was to come along. Actually, I know someone who kind of does this as well. But if someone comes along, has that attitude, just themselves, and people can get on board with them. I don't think Andrew Tate's that guy, but I think Andrew Tate can inspire people to be the better people. Obviously, I'd say 80% of Andrew Tate should leave it back, but there is 20% of hard work, work ethic.
Yeah.
And
it's so hard, it's a tongue twister.
They're going to get through. Like, that's the only thing I respect a man for. Like, if you're able to get 10,000 to 10 million Twitter followers in less than a year, you're doing something.
He's clever, to be honest. He's tapping into a lot of young people's heads.
It's very, I think that's like what people are scared of is a, because he was kind of the first person to kind of blow the lid on kind of low key. I don't think he kind of meant to do this. It's very easy to persuade people. Yeah. Like, it's almost too easy. I mean,
especially the age group. You look at the demographic. Like, his age group are probably the most. What's that word I'm looking for?
Immature.
Not immature. No, it left me mind there. My mind's gone blank, but I had a word for it.
I know what you're saying. I'm picking up on it. Like, it's easy to influence. Very naive.
It's so easy to influence them that malleable, you could literally like shape them into whatever you want.
I think TikTok has helped though, like, even like you don't even have to, like, I've seen videos on TikTok where it's a clip off a podcast and the guest is saying nothing of value at all,
mm-hmm.
but it's put with like some, like, a bit of a back and track and nice looking subtitles. It's aesthetically pleasing. And then the comments are like, oh, he's so right. And your man was just talking about going for a walk with his dog or something. And people buy into it. It's mad. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? I think people's brains went to mush there after a while. People just scrolling on TikTok over quarantine.
Yeah, and especially with the newer iPhones, you know, from the iPhone 10 and all.
Yeah.
Like, there's no home button anymore. So if you try and get off TikTok, you just can't. Yeah. Just scrolling up by accident.
Onto the next
That's
year.
How a lot of people are now addicted to TikTok.
Yeah.
That's how Andrew Tate got famous, basically.
Yeah.
Through TikTok, through people not being able to get off TikTok. Absolutely. And still scrolling up and seeing his videos.
It's mad. Yeah. And I think that, like I'm kind of a nerd for, like, analytics and insights. Like, I could, if someone, like, this is my favorite game to play. Like, if I'm ever talking to an influencer or something, I was like, can I just have a look at your analytics? I want to see your splits. What's your demographic, male, female? And, like, I just love that. Like, best time to post. Like, I think it's all a numbers game. And if you can just, like, fucking learn how to post and what to post and how, you are going to fucking do amazing.
I know, yeah, we never really looked into it, when to post, the timing and all. We never really looked into it. I know the demographic's mostly young fellas our age.
Yeah.
That'd be a main demographic. Although there's a lot of older people, younger people, women as well, they listen to us.
Yeah.
We never really pay attention to timing. That's what they need to learn, timing, when to time your post. And just post whenever we want.
Yeah.
I just do it at a time, right? They were at a time when everyone be on their phones. So I just reckon, I don't know, 6 o'clock, say people are off work, they be chilling, they be on their phones, so I just post it there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At a time when everyone's awake, there are other times I just don't give a fuck. I just post it anyway for the sake of posting.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it depends on the post.
But I don't know. I honestly don't know how to time it correctly and so you get the maximum impressions.
They let you know. Like, if you look at your analytics, I don't know if you have a business account or not, I'm sure you do.
On Insta?
Yeah. It shows you.
Do, I think.
It shows you, like, the active numbers, who's on their phone at what time. It's yeah. mad to think about though. Like I've kind of started seeing social media as like, do you ever see them like kind of ant worlds? Like ant in a, like they have all these ants in like a sand trap.
Yeah.
It's like that. Everyone's doing the same thing at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's actually, like if you're sitting on your phone, listening to this podcast, scrolling, and it's 6 o'clock on a Sunday, all your mates are probably doing the exact same thing. They're on their phone, just chat. Like that's what people are doing.
Yeah.
And like you kind of just have to realize that that's it. Like people are out there, they're on their phone. It's like a town centre where everyone's there. Yeah. It's like imagine going down to Blade Nartan Castle there mm-hmm. and having everyone in there at once.
Yeah.
That's what social media is like. And you just have to time it. Get in there at the right time. Open your shop at the right time. And yeah. then and then you're selling. Do you know what I mean? That's what it's about. But like I love analytics and I think that like that's helped me with TikTok for sure. Like I just want to capitalize on that and just kind of grow it. Like it's helped grow our show for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Like it's the going on to video, like it does come with its own issues.
Yeah.
And we are going on to YouTube and stuff eventually. It's just getting editors and like I can't edit. And like I don't think
I'll ever can edit the podcast, you can as well. I don't show you editing.
Oh no, but like I tried to do it on the last one. And I was like, oh no, I'll edit myself this week.
Mm-hmm.
I just, whatever way, because we record off two mics. And like, the guest's voice was being picked up on my mic and I didn't know how to fix it. And it was just a mess. And I just said, look, can you look at the back of tail between my legs? And went back to them. They do a great job though.
Yeah.
Editors are fantastic. My editors are sick. I mean, like I listened to it and I was like, oh, they make me sound better. I don't know what it is. Like,
yeah, that's what I noticed. It's so professional to set up and all.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to have that professional set up in a podcast. I can't really do this. Like, I guarantee you, when the episode's out, it's just going to be echoes, maybe a bit of static.
Mm.
Like, we probably won't sound too good as we are right now, just in person.
Yeah, but I think it's part of the journey. Like, you know that, so the next time, you probably have found ways around it to...
Like, I know what the issue is. The problem is, I don't have the capacity to fix the problem. I wouldn't know how to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know the solution to the problem, but I just don't know how to do it because I'm just not qualified enough to be able to fix it.
Yeah,
that's the issue. That's why I need producers now and editors and someone who knows their shit. So they'll be able to fix the problem.
And it makes your show, like the conversation and stuff, always just find flow better because then your job is just sitting in a chair and recording.
Yeah, all I have to do is just show up. That's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Show
up and record. Like, I have a great, like, the lads like that kind of help with my show behind the scenes. Like, it's absolutely phenomenal. Like, I book it, show up, record, they get back to me the video within, I'd say, about 12 hours, have it the next morning, start chopping up bits of TikToks, edit them, very light editing on them, just throw a few captions, and then they say, do you want us to edit? I usually go, yeah, and then I have that back by the end of the week, and it's just I don't even have to post it, they just go straight up.
Yeah, that's pretty
and cool. That's just like the way to do it for sure.
Yeah, also, can we see your podcast? Yeah, you only have two episodes on Spotify.
Yes,
like, have you recorded any episodes since the Nathan Lintott episode?
I have, it's not out just yet. I'd say give it another like week because I want to build because I'm still in school, I'm a 6 year,
yeah,
so I don't have the time to be fucking recording every week. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just for the next give me fucking 14 days, school's over, then I'll have a lot of time, right?
Yeah.
So I want to build a back catalogue. I want to get 5 episodes ready to go. I'm going to record one next week with a guest, a fucking great guest, coming over from London.
London?
Yeah, from London, yeah.
Well, must be a big episode.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I can't wait.
Actually, tell us who it is off camera, yeah?
I will, off camera. I'll let you know. Yeah. So that's a sick one. Just the timing on that kind of works. And my idea is like I can't do once a week at the moment. Yeah. Over summer, easy. Once a week will be no problem. Twice a week we can do. So for build up back catalog of 4.
Twice a week, I used to do it once a week and it was heavy.
I'm gonna try over summer twice a week for sure. Yeah. I think
especially with the money though, the rent,
the
producers and all that. Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of money.
I know.
Like, I can't afford to do it once a week.
Yeah, it's something I'm working on.
Yeah,
that there's a way of doing it, and
I
don't want to be like, oh, I'm almost there, but like I've kind of working my way out around it. So hopefully that's coming soon. That's the dream. If I can get 2 a week, one on a Monday, one on a Friday, And I'd do it like the Friday would be more of a kind of, I'd say a bit more of it. I'd call, maybe I'd get a business owner on, I'd get someone maybe a bit older on, I'd get a more kind of formal chat on a Friday, right? So people can listen to that. On a Monday, it would be good crack. It would be like what I've been doing so far. But like, I really do want to bridge the gap of, obviously, like I love all the guests I got on. I'm so interested in them. But like, I also want to give my listeners, I want to build a platform where I'm giving value to them while also giving value to myself.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want to get, I want to start getting people on who in this country have done great in business. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm interested in that. And like, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but I think that there's like the most interesting podcast I've listened to is things like that where you're getting something out of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm one of these people where if I'm watching something on Netflix, like all my favorite movies are based off true story, whether it be The Big Short, The Wolf of Wall Street. Like,
mm-hmm.
I can't really do the whole like Game of Thrones and dragons flying. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
I need to have a bit of realism, a little bit of like, okay, I'm learning from this, or it, whatever way it is, even if it's dramatized. So on my podcast, like, I do want to give kind of a kind of an educational aspect to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So like on a Friday, that's the plan for that. And then on Monday, just kind of have a normal chat with an influencer, musician, or whatever the story is, and kind of have a lighter chat with them. I think that dynamic could work. Because it's like any other business, like what that kind of means, like it came from, like at the end of a meeting, any other business. So it's everything that hasn't been discussed in the meeting so far. My name's also Alexander O'Brien, so AOB are the initials.
Yeah.
Any other business, AOB. A lot of people don't know that. And then I tell them, and they're like, oh yeah, that does actually make sense. So it's a sigly name.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
My brother came up with that one in the back of a car once.
Yeah.
And I do want to kind of peel the curtain back, because I think that there's a lot of opportunity in this country for people to grow. Because I was kind of saying earlier, it's a blessing and a curse. Like, it's hard to kind of break out of Ireland, but it's easy to win Ireland as well. Because you're in a pool of very small pool of people, especially when you go into content creation. Like, I'm sure, like, even now, like, I've had conversations with people, which are like, you just see on TikTok, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, that's kind of mad. Like, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, to kind of get into that group and kind of grow from there is, that's a big help in this country. And I think it's kind of easy enough to kind of grow here.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, when you have a good product, it's easier. When you have a consistency, it's easier. Mm-hmm. All those are very important. But I'm telling you, when you have all that down,
mm-hmm.
it's a blessing in a way, because like you see, like as you said earlier, like Jacksepticeye.
Yeah.
Like obviously he kind of hasn't really brought anyone with him, but like he kind of was the Irish guy. That was his brand. And that kind of helped him win over Ireland, because a lot of us were looking at him being like, oh Jesus, the fucking this fella from down the road is up with PewDiePie and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Like that's good to see, but I think we Irish people helped to build Jacksepticeye.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, like I don't think, maybe I'm dead wrong, because he is a great YouTuber, but if he was born in London, is there a chance that Jacksepticeye has 10 million followers? I don't know. I think that there's a lot, like, there's a case to be made where you're from. You have to take that first before you take the rest of the world or whatever you want to do. It's not a step-by-step process, because people see the glamour and the glory. People see these people going out to these kind of London influencers like HS Tiki Toki.
Yeah.
Like, he's done very well for himself.
Mm-hmm.
But like, he mastered his audience.
Mm-hmm.
He carved a path in a kind of niche that people were interested in his local. And then he's kind of now out in Dubai, and he's broken borders, because he can do what he wants now, but because he has that backing from his own people. Do you know what I mean? In a way, like that's why Ireland, I think, is it's very easy to grow, especially like.
Oh, I wouldn't say easy.
Which you not think?
It is difficult. It is a bit difficult to break through, because everyone and their nannies are their own podcast now.
Oh yeah,
so
it will
be difficult for people to notice it. But we start to grow a bit.
No, like
a bit
slowly, like,
you start to grow a little bit, and we're starting to get a bit of traction.
In a way of podcast, like it's probably more difficult podcast. I'm kind of coming from
just content creation.
Content creation, in general.
Yeah, true.
Like Jacksepticeye and stuff. Like, I think like there is something about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think we're a community based civilization.
Like you said about DJs, it's one big family.
It is.
That's what it is.
And they all know each other, they all help each other.
Yeah, we all back each other.
Yeah.
We all back each other and support each other and learn help each other. And we all have the same goals, really. You know what I mean? We have the same goals. We all want to reach that goal together.
Like, and I think
as
like,
a team, as a family.
If I could, as on my show, if I could kind of be an epicenter for a bit more uniformity, because there's so much shit on TikTok now. Like, and I think, I must say, the hard chats and hard hats lads do a great job of this.
Tops.
They bring everybody together. They're bringing everyone together. They're doing the events and stuff. They're like, they interview everyone. Yeah. Like, they got Marcus Sweeney on. I had him booked in for the podcast.
Yeah?
Yeah. I cancelled.
How did he know it okay?
I cancelled it on him. I wasn't... The thing is, right, I saw him on TikTok. And I was like, this is early. This is like his first two videos on it. Because he's only started posting not too long ago. And I go to my mom, I was like, do you know who this person is? And she goes, yeah. He was big in like around the Celtic Tiger times and all. I was like, okay. Kind of monitored him for a while. And then I reached out to him when he opened his Instagram on the first day. I was like, would you come on the podcast? And he was like, I think they were doing, I think they were doing a podcast that night with the two lads.
Yeah.
And I was like, Grant, yeah, we'll take you next Thursday. And then like, I was just kind of monitoring his TikTok. And he just kind of, he was touching subjects that I was like, I don't think I'm able to give you the interview you deserve, do you know what I mean? I just don't think that my show was for him in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that he, like, the lads that had him on, they did a perfect job.
They had the maturity to be able to do it.
Yeah, I think that I would have had a conversation. I would have been more interested in, see, Marcus is in the position now where he's kind of building a brand. Like, he's carving a new path for himself. I think that I would have been more interested in what he's done before.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been a very different chat. And I don't think it would have worked for him. So that actually didn't happen. I'd be open to get him on again. But,
he shows you.
Yeah, like down the line maybe. But I just, like, I think that, like, I want to give my guests a good episode.
Yeah.
I won't get, like, I've gotten DMs from people being like, yeah, Joe, can we come on or do this, that, and the other? And I was like, honestly, I'd love to get you on. But first of all, I just don't think that you are right for the show for a start. I just don't think that I'm going to give you what you're looking for. Second of all, I don't think I'm going to be able to interview you in the same way that you deserve to be. I just want to give everyone a good show, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, it's up to me to run my show, like, to have that integrity, to be like, look, I don't want to chat about someone I'm not interested in. And that, like, if you're not interested in what I'm going to talk about, we're going to have a bad episode where we can't do it.
Yeah, 100%. It's nice that you have this mindset. Oh, unfortunately, I don't really have that mindset because I'll be a bit stubborn. I want to bring that person on no matter what. Even though I now, look at me, heart to heart, that I'm not capable enough of doing it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to do it anyway. Just for the ego, we suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to get big. We're going to get huge and all. Mm. And then things don't go our way and stuff like that. But yeah, we definitely need to work on that as well. Yeah.
I just think it's one of those things where, like, it's from my perspective on my show, I kind of have an idea for it.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, especially kind of early days. Like, I suppose I've kind of taken a lot from Logan Paul when he started his podcast. I've been watching that since he started it. Huge inspiration of mine. Love that fella for years. Like, he's just like, just marketing genius. Great. Anything he touches turns to gold.
Except Crypto Zoo.
I kept Crypto Zoo, yeah. And what was the other one? The Polaroids he was taking.
Polaroids?
Yeah, he was taking Polaroids and selling
them as NFTs. Polaroids, but I was thinking another crypto scam he threw that failed me. Yeah. I forgot what it's called, but there was like a blade South Parkish video.
Oh, the Clippy or something. It was like a paperclip or something.
Yeah, that yoke.
That was weird. It was just some weird egg thing. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But like, I saw how he started his podcast early on. And I think the first guest he had on was some sort of sex therapist, which was like, for him at the time, was like weird. Because he was like child friendly, like friendly neighborhood Logan Paul for a while, just off the back of the bleeding Japan incident. Yeah. So he just tried to rebrand. And like, I've just looked at his guests and I'm like, well, obviously someone's gave him a pile of money to do a podcast and he's, maybe I'm dead wrong. But I think someone gave him a pile of money to a podcast and they want a return on the investment and he probably wants one himself, just for his brand. And the guests he gets on, you can tell that they're all people that he wants. Do you know what I mean? I say it's very hard to get on that show because like they're all like, I think it was Roddy Reed early on and stuff. And I kind of had a look at what he's doing And like, I'm not at the level of Joe Rogan yet.
Where I just had a look at what she's doing. Oh no, I certainly have.
No, but like, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, that's a great guest to have on.
Yeah.
So like, when I was...
Oh yeah, definitely. If you know, you know.
Oh, no. That's sad. No, it's true though. It is. It is. Yeah. But like, I think that... How he started his show, like that's how I've tried to emulate it.
Yeah.
Bringing on guests that will give a good show. It's a show. It's not a podcast in a way. It's a show. We record it. We're gonna post that on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of making our own show in a way. You know what I mean? I always refer to it as a show over a podcast. I don't know why, but it just is. Like, if Because I think I was like, okay, I want to give the viewers the best show. I want to give their audience, like, when I bring you guys on, if I brought on Niamh, if I bring on Jay and Owen, I'm just looking at it and I'm like, okay, their followers are going to watch this. I want to give those guys the best show. And if I give them a good show, they're going to like my show and they might watch the next one. That's how I'm doing it. And I was like, if I see a guest and I'm like, look, I don't think I'm going to give you a good show, that's not beneficial to me then. It's not beneficial to them. And if we get it on, it's going to be fraudulent and it's going to just be the sake of doing. I don't want to get a guest on for the sake of doing. I want to make a good product. And I want to sell a good product.
Yeah.
For sure. I think that's the most important thing. Because you can have all the podcasts, you can do 3,000 podcasts. But if they're not, the quality isn't there, the quantity is worth nothing.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. We're entertainers at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's our job to entertain.
Absolutely.
Even though I don't really want to think about it too much, because if we say I'm an entertainer, then it feels that there's no authenticity in saying it.
Yeah.
And it's all like Hollywood showbiz and all that.
Yeah.
I just want to see it as a conversation, a chat with the boys. But in reality, you are an entertainer. It's your job to entertain your listeners. It's your job to entertain the guests and the guests' listeners.
Mm.
It's your job to play and entertain everyone.
Yeah, and I think it's like especially hard.
And keep it engaging as
Keep engaged, that's what I'm going to say. Yeah. It's especially hard to keep engagement, especially with the likes of TikTok. Like, if you're doing a long form podcast, if you're talking about, if you're recording for an hour, that's an hour you have to keep people interested in. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, if you're kind of just sitting there talking about their favorite song they've released or all the rest of it.
That's boring.
It's just boring.
It's literally the same question over and over again.
Yeah.
That's something
I was talking to.
That's something I deal with a great. When you ask stupid questions like that, it's just boring. They hear that question a million times before. Why am I asking them that question?
I was having that conversation with someone the other day. They were a singer, and they're coming up really, really good, like proper, like one to watch for sure.
Yeah.
And like they were saying, like the thing is, like they're doing radio interviews, and they can almost ask themselves the question before it's asked. It's all the same. What's your inspiration? What's this?
Exactly. We hear radio interviews. Honestly, it's just the same shit. Same shit regurgitated and all.
It's important though as well. I think there is a place for that. I think because we, our kind of generation, everything's online. So like, as I say, you can find out who you want. Like if I have a guest on, they're going to post on their Instagram, their followers, some of them are going to watch it. I think if you are looking to go mainstream, if you're looking to go RTE, you look that way, you need to do the boring interviews. You need to, because like, as I say, not take them on your show, but you can see how they're beneficial. Because if one day I'm asked to go on 2FM to talk about whatever I'm doing, I would like the boring questions. Do you know what I mean? In a way, because there's a 30-year-old sitting in their car being like, I don't know who this fella is.
Yeah.
And you need to have that level of, like, I think there is definitely a place for introductions and stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, like, if you have a show where it becomes like a questions and answers session, I don't think that you can't build much off that. Do you know what I mean? So like, my whole thing is, leave the radio do that. That's what radio is.
Yeah.
But the radio is supposed to convert the listeners that they have to you. So those interviews are perfect. But I'm not converting any. Like, do you know what I mean? Most of my guests, people listening know who they are. So there's no point in those questions.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and that's something I do regret. Like I said, a bit with Conor Ryan. Yeah. Everybody knows who he is. He's one of the biggest, if not the biggest influencer in Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I acted like, I don't know who he is, our listeners don't know who he is.
Yeah.
I made a howly show myself, honestly. Like, if I bring him on next time, we'll definitely do things different, like I said.
Yeah,
we'll
definitely
do things differently. And hopefully soon, probably sometime this year, who knows. You know, he's a busy man. He's a busy man, so.
But I think, like, what you're saying is, like, you said there, like, kind of pretending what, like, you don't know.
Yeah.
I think that there's a fine line to walk. because my biggest inspiration, the reason why I really did start the podcast, Tommy Tiernan.
Legend.
Saw what he's doing on OTE. I was like, this is the best interview I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And he walks the line. He, like, the whole show, if you don't watch it, the whole premise of the show is Tommy sits there on a Saturday evening and these guests come on. He doesn't really know them. They could be authors, they could be singers, they could be gardeners. It doesn't matter who they are.
Anyone.
And he comes in and has a chat with them and extracts the best out of it. And Tommy's way with words, his whole expression, his interest in people it's addictive to watch. I love it. Like, I if I could emulate anything that man does, I couldn't touch him. Do you know what I mean? I think he's phenomenal in this country, in this space. Yeah. He's the best interviewer I've ever seen. Yeah, he's up there with Gay Byrne in my eyes. Like just the way he does it. Do you know what I mean? You can watch him. He talk to a can of Monster and he'd probably bring the best out of it. Do you know what I mean? It's mad.
Yeah.
And like I watched him and I was like, I want to emulate that. I want to give the listeners new information while also retaining old information. Do you know what I mean? How he kind of does it?
Yeah.
Where the information that is, okay, you're an author, he keeps coming back to that. But he's not talking about what's your favourite book.
Yeah.
He's talking about like the in-depth story of characters. If you have a character in a book, why'd you write about that character? And then they go in the story about, oh, I met this person one time, or that's a part of me that I wanted to write about and bring into the story. Yeah. That's so interesting to me.
Like,
that's
he delves deep into your soul. Yeah. He does,
He's amazing.
That's what we love about him. He just makes things so interesting. And that was an old interview story, young. But the way he does it is unbelievable.
Mm.
It's unbelievable how he does it. It blows my mind. It's not like
that's a dream mainstream podcast.
Media people. That's unbelievable. He does it in a podcast toy.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
He does. That's what we love about Tommy Tiernan. He's definitely one of my dream guests.
I'd love to. Oh, like
you. I'd love to bring Tommy on because he's definitely a big inspiration of mine. Yeah. Especially nowadays with the news toy, the podcast I'm doing. Joe Rogan, him. Definitely be top tier.
Yeah.
Especially Joe Rogan because I just love
Joe Rogan's phenomenal. He is.
He's he's the greatest podcaster ever.
I think he's the first. I know there was podcasts before.
He's the one who made podcasts mainstream. Podcasts weren't really mentioned. They were an underground thing, and then Joe Rogan came along and changed the whole fucking game.
Yeah, I think like he's when I say he's like the first podcaster,
and he's similar to Tommy Tiernan, where he doesn't ask the same boring questions. Like, he does the same thing. He delves deep into it, so he asks the interesting questions.
Because I don't think he knows what he's gonna ask before the person walks in.
Yeah,
I don't either. When I'm doing my show, and I took that from him as well.
Same. I don't know. I was just thinking, what do I say to him? There's a few things in my head, but I don't know if I say it. I just need to time it right, you know what I mean?
I think it was Jay Cullen. Like, I got him on, and like he messaged me on Instagram the week before, and he was like, what kind of questions are you going to ask me? Just send me over.
Mm-hmm.
I said to him, I think it was a voice message. I said, I actually don't know what I'm going to ask you, so I want to send.
We had that happen to me thousands of times.
I just said, I'm not going to ask you any questions.
I had someone, I was chatting to him there about the possibility of coming on the podcast. He's a huge guest for me, and I was like, what questions are you gonna have? I was like, I don't know. And then he kind of took a bit of an issue with that. I was like, but you have to be prepared. Like, I know I'm prepared, I know, like, I have a general idea of what I want to ask you, but I want it to come along in a natural way, not in a forced little way like the radio and the media, because you're just forcing the issue. I just wanted to sound more natural and conversational. That's what we wanted, same as Tommy and same as Joe. I wanted to be like that. But as well, he also asked me like that. I asked some things like he doesn't want to talk about. I was like, it's grand. This time we start bringing guests on, I always ask him, is there anything you don't want to talk about?
Yeah.
And I kind of, asked him, I thought I just forgot about it. I don't know, we just forgot about it. But you wouldn't mind, right? You can talk about it.
I talk about anything. I've not talk about yet. Do you know what I mean? I wait for that. Maybe a year from now, we'll have a few things we don't want to talk about.
That's the worst thing. Because if that's something you don't want to talk about, you're limited in what you want to ask, and it's less entertaining for you and the guest.
Yeah.
Because there's less avenues you could go.
Especially if it's a big thing as well.
Yeah,
especially. Like, if a huge elephant in the room. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it'd be awful getting, imagine getting someone like Cristiano Ronaldo on, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, just don't talk to me about the last time you United. And just be like, I don't want you on anymore. Do you know what I mean? It's like, that's the whole point.
Don't ask him about Las Vegas.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, come on, man.
Don't ask him about Messi. He's
gonna snap. Yeah, it's just like one of those things. Like, you just like, if you're like, I think people are, as you said earlier, people are a bit afraid to say the wrong thing. But I think if you're afraid to say the wrong thing, you'll never say anything. Just go for it. And like, we don't edit our podcast either. when I say edit, when I was talking about editing earlier, I'm just talking about the audio quality and the mm-hmm. intro and outro. There's actually no, we actually in the 40 minutes of just conversation, we're not cutting or chopping anything. Oh. It's all just straight run. Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, we had to only cut out, I think, 30 seconds of something I guess said, because they just said, like, they were dead silent about it. They just said, look, I said something there, probably shouldn't have, I just don't want that out.
Yeah.
No problem, we could have. I even said this to one of the guests as well. I was kind of looking at the TikTok comments and they weren't too positive, right? And I can kind of pick up on people's kind of emotions and how they're feeling, mm-hmm. even if they're not in the room with me. Like, I can kind of tell just how someone's texting, and we were just talking about it. And I said to them, I said, those comments are fairly harsh, aren't they? And just the way that the response I got back was, yeah. And I said, look, I don't care. Videos on 100k, 80k, I can delete that. We can take it down. Because I don't want to put my guest in an awkward position.
Yeah.
And I was so happy to do that. Now, in the end, we didn't take it down. And the video is still up, and the other clips are still up. But, like, I think that, like, if there was ever a case on my show where someone was in an uncomfortable position, said something they didn't mean, that's going to be removed. And, like, I have no ever have an issue doing that. Yeah. I think it's important, because I don't want to breach that kind of trust with them. They're coming on my show. They're doing me a favor. I hope to be doing them a favor as well.
Yeah.
I don't want to get to a thing where I cut things out. But if it has to come to that, it has to come to it. As I said, we've only had to do it
once. Your job is to make the guests comfortable.
Because
once they're relaxed, the episode's just going to go smoothly. It's going to go their way.
Yeah.
Because if they're tense and they're agitated, then you're not going to really get the best out of them.
I think everyone comes on like that, though. It starts like everyone's.
But another regret we have, because I'm still learning, I still make lots of mistakes, and I'm still going to continue to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And I have no shame in admitting that I'm not perfect, but there are some instances that I do regret when it comes to podcasts. But we do cut out a lot of bits, like ahead of the episode, when we edit in the episode, someone tell me cut that bit out. I have no issue doing that,
yeah.
Same as yourself. But my issue is that when the episode comes out, there's someone, I had a big episode with someone. About a month after the episode was released, your man said, remove the episode, delete it. I was like, why? Why do you want me to delete it? I was like, a couple of things I said I didn't like. I like the content and the audio quality. I was like, yeah. I don't know how to fix the audio quality. That's the best I could come up with.
Yeah.
And we listened to that episode when I was editing, and it was unbelievable, the episode we had. So I don't know why you don't like it.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit of a dickhead. I kept the episode still up there. I'm not going to say what it is, out of respect, but we still kept the episode. And there's this, we had a guest on about 10 months ago, something like that, yeah? Done a whole episode together. I was editing, and then your man goes, don't upload it. I was like, oi. I was like, oh, there are some things I didn't like. I was like, I could cut things out you don't like. It's no problem. It's like, now just delete it. And it never came out. It never will come out.
Yeah.
I wish it came out, because we had a real good chat. Like, he never really told me what he doesn't like. Like, I had no issue cutting out the bits he didn't like.
Yeah.
But he just want the whole thing gone. And unfortunately, I haven't had him back, because if I have him on again, it's just not going to be the same.
It's, yeah.
Because I asked him, imagine asking some of the same questions. It'll be like a blame radio interview. Just ask some of the same questions, yeah. And you get bored, and it'll be all boring.
Yeah. Now, that's a tough one, yeah. As well. I can't imagine that now. I don't know what I'd do. Like, I think, if it came to a thing where someone wanted a podcast removed, I'd do it. But it'd also be like, ask me bollocks, you know what I mean? It's like, for fuck's sake.
Well, I think I was like that, ask me bollocks, but in a nice way.
Yeah. You know? No, but like, I like to make the guest involved. Like, in the early days, when we kind of scale up, it's going to be impossible to do this. But I try to get the guest involved in the creative process as much as possible.
That's something I don't really do. I don't know why. Maybe I'll try and do it. Like, you don't want
that
stuff like that.
I kind of walked them through it. Obviously, when we scale up, it's going to be impossible. Because, like, the guests we have now, like, they're able to do this, but, like, I send them the video, I'm like, here, look, just have a look through that, you're all right with that, and I was like, anything you don't like, and it's just that and the other. When I did cut something, that was after a review from the guest,
mm-hmm.
I think, like, if you put it out like that, then, like, I think that they're on board with it as well.
Yeah.
I think it's important. Like, obviously, it'll get to the point where that's just not possible. It'll be hard to do. But I think like as when I'm starting, I don't want to give them a bad interview. I don't want them to say something they don't mean or whatever it is. So
yeah, absolutely, yeah.
We're planning on going onto YouTube. We're probably gonna do our own website as well.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's in the works, and I think when we start getting that up and running, hopefully that's gonna be okay, and then we can just kind of run from that. But like that's gonna be probably a big difference maker. Like right now we're on audio only on TikTok.
Yeah.
That is gonna change though. That's the big thing.
Yeah. Oh, we'd love to do YouTube as well.
Mm.
Like maybe a YouTube channel along with the podcast. We upload our podcast on YouTube and then make a few videos here and there. Another big inspiration, I haven't mentioned this episode, but we mentioned it in previous podcasts, is True Geordie.
He's
a huge inspiration of mine.
Yeah,
when
really.
When it comes to the podcast and stuff like that, I always watch his podcast and his interview and stuff. It's the same as Tommy Tiernan, the way he asks questions. It's just not the same boring question. Like, his questions are really good.
Yeah.
I try to implement that into my own game.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not really the best interviewer, but I do try my best. I do try and ask questions that no one's asked. Definitely, the first couple of guests, we have asked the questions nobody would ask. But then I don't know what happened. We start asking stupid questions, boring questions, questions everyone would ask. And I don't know what happened. I don't know why it happened. I was like, what the fuck? Why am I asking the fucking same male questions? Why am I not being different? Because the whole point of me bringing guests on is, like I said, I want to be different. I want to be different. I want to ask my own set of questions my own way.
Yeah.
And then I realized it's not working out. I was like, what is going on? And then we've done some self-reflecting, self-analysis. Then I realized, I don't know what it is. I think I'm just trying to please people, I suppose.
I got that model.
I have to please everyone. And then I really ever thought, like, I don't need to please everyone.
Mm.
I need to please myself. Like, yeah, I might be pleasing people, but I'm definitely not pleasing myself. I've been very, very unhappy with the direction of the podcast. And then, obviously, since the last episode with Hunch, I was like, you know what? I'm going to make things different. I'm going to make me satisfied with the podcast and the way it's gone. I'm going to ask my own questions. I'm going to do the podcast my way, not anyone else's way. I'm not going to go with the mainstream media. What other podcasts are doing? Fuck all that. We're going to do it my way.
That's the way to do it, yeah, for sure. Because it's like, if you don't do that, you're doing someone else's show. So it's the only way to do it. It's just your own way.
No disrespect. I love that podcast. They're the main reason we started. But I realised I'm starting to be a bit more like talking bollocks. Like, I'm not being me anymore. That's what I realised. I'm literally copying them. Especially the intros. They say, it's me, CLB, it's me, Taddy Flower. I realise I'm being them. I'm not being me anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally starting to be a carbon copy of them. And I realised I'm so unhappy. Especially when I listen to that podcast. I was like, why is my podcast like this?
Mm.
Like, I'm trying so hard to be them. And I think that's like one of the sources of me unhappiness with the podcast.
See,
then I realised, nah. Look, I love that podcast. They're a big inspiration, but that's the problem. They're a big inspiration. They're inspiring me to be like them, but I'm literally trying to be like them. But no, take bits out of their podcast. Take bits out of other podcasts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take bits you like and make it your own.
Mm.
Infuse your own story with theirs.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. And I realised from that last episode, I need to be me now. We don't need to be anyone else.
That's the way.
Yeah, I love the podcast. Sure. I love listening to them. Yeah. But you've got to be you from now on. And I'm just being me and I'm happy on being me now.
That's definitely the way to do it, yeah. Like, I think I'm going to admit something here. I've never got into talking bollocks. I've actually never watched an episode.
Watch an episode.
I will. People love them. But
You know what? They're the biggest podcast in the country, probably, along with the one with Vogue Williams.
Yeah.
And Therapist Goes to Me. They're the two biggest podcasts.
All My Drink are huge.
Saw them
live. Okay. Banger.
Yeah, Louis Shaw in... Was it Liberty Hill?
It was in Vicar Street.
Vicar Street?
Mm.
They did it in Vicar Street?
They did Vicar Street.
Let me guess. They sold it. Boy took you.
Two nights. No. Okay.
Boys go there.
You see, right? I was with a bird. Not my bird, though.
Ah.
Listen, I don't know. In hindsight.
Down the Riley Raid.
No, it was one of those things, like... Do you ever get when you're talking to a girl,
mm-hmm.
and you're kind of go out once and you might go out twice and things on, and you're kind of there for a while after, and like, with no disrespect, lovely girl, and you're just kind of thinking, you're just a bit like, we don't really know what's going on here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not like, and it's happened. You've already done things like that. Do you know what I mean? Where you're going out to these shows and stuff, and you've done things together. Yeah. Where it's almost hard to take like a step back and just be like, wait, hold on, let's just go a bit slower. Like, yeah. In a way, like back when we were like young lads, only at 15, yeah. It was very easy. You just go into town with a board and you don't have to see them again then for a little while. You can go out again the next week. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
And you know what? It's so easy because back then, when I was about 15 or something, I always take me boards, Air Force Derby and KFC.
Yeah.
Like, it's that easy. Yeah. And now it's hard. Now, if I took a board to KFC now, she'll never see me again.
Like
she'll block
night.
Me straight away. Fucking creep, taking me to play KFC. I have to be more smart now, a bit more sophisticated.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Last night was in a candlelight bar with a girl. 60 quid in fucking cocktails, man. You only got four of them. Ask me bollocks.
Yeah.
Good drinks.
I'm definitely not fucking paying that much money for the board.
No?
If I was in a long term relationship and I really know myself, I'd leave I'd be willing to do it.
Nah, because a lot
not
of
not a board who just made I'm just talking to.
I'm not even gonna lie. I just like obviously not this doesn't go for anyone if any of you are listening. Like the one if she is listening, she knows who she is. you're all right. I don't mean you, but I just like the attention of them going for drinks, like with a girl. Do you know what I mean? I just kind of like the buzz. So like I don't like people be like, oh, you're spending money. Like I'm spending money on myself in a way. Do you know what I mean? I like the odd conversation. Like it's like a little podcast every time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do love chats with boys as well.
I literally had
a chat with a boy there the other day. Yeah, it was literally burning ourselves to each other. I was just crying. She was crying. We were both crying.
Yeah.
I was talking about deep shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. And I wouldn't say it's for the attention that I'm doing, it's more the connection.
Mm.
The connection you build, the bond you build with someone.
See, I made a bollocks of it. Like, I was a very relationship-oriented person up until, like, about 6 months ago, I'd say. And then, like, obviously, like, the last long-term relationship I was in was great. Jamie was banging, and then that ended. I'd like to think I'm cool with all my exes, do you know what I mean? Like, we're all, no bad terms, like, if any of them need anything, however, I'd be like, yeah, what's up? But I was like, I'd love a relationship, but then I was kind of thinking as well, I was like,
how old are you, by the way?
I'm 19. 19, like,
don't
last
put
week.
Pressure on yourself.
No, I don't, that's what I'm saying.
Don't
until about 6 months
you're
ago.
You're only a young
flip. Yeah.
You're only a young flip. Just fucking go over there and get on the saddle and all.
And then I realised now, I was like, 6 months ago, I was grand. And then, like,
yeah, look, it's okay. I actually had a chat with someone last year, and she's like, you don't really need a relationship at the age I'm in. I'm 21, by the way.
Yeah.
And she told me, you don't need to be in a relationship now. Just enjoy being single for the time being. Until you're like 28, approaching 30, that maybe you should start setting
See, down. This is my whole thing, right?
Just enjoy your youth. You don't need to fucking be in a long-term relationship with someone and literally your youth being stolen. Do you know what I mean? Because if you're in a relationship, you're not going to go on nights out with the boys. You're not going to go loot some blame board. You're blaming jacks. You're not going to enjoy your life.
I just come
so that's what I realised. You know what? Enjoy the single life.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, man.
I think I've enjoyed it enough, though. Like, I'm on the thing now where...
We haven't enjoyed it enough. We need to enjoy it a lot more.
I'm just on the thing now. It's like,
the thing is, like, I'm in a relationship with the podcast.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, I'm married to the podcast, far as I'm concerned.
I just
don't even
want
go on blame nights out. I'm just focused on this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The nights out, I think.
And I'd love to make a full time income of it, and maybe like best case scenario, be set for life.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing for. So once I'm set for life, I could enjoy everything. I could like better late than never, recapture some of my youth and enjoy life
for sure.
After doing the podcast and still do the podcast for the rest of my life, same as you.
Like, I think I come from.
I just enjoy it a lot more than the average job. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's still good enjoying life as the average job. But I always need more. I've always been the kind of guy where I need more. Like, this isn't good enough. We need more. Even when we get more, it's not good enough. I'm never satisfied. I'm never content.
Yeah, I think I'm the same.
I always want more.
Like, I think, like, in terms of me for a relationship, like, I'm at the stage now where I kind of have started a podcast going. I have plans for the summer and stuff. I just want to be locked down. Some girl, both of us grafters. She's doing her thing, I'm doing my thing.
Yeah.
Just build a little empire out of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just like if the podcast awards come knocking in a year's time for, you know, a newcomer or whatever it is, some girl sitting beside you there, go collect the award. Like, that's what I'm looking at, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, something build something proper. Because I'm not a big fan, I can't even lie, like, I'm not a big fan of nights out and all. I'll go out with them, I was in the academy like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And like, it's a bit jarring, you know what I mean? It's good, and then...
The academy, yeah, it's an all right nightclub, right?
The best one I've been to was... Soundhouse? I think so. Button Factory.
Button Factory's late. The thing is, Soundhouse is small, Grand Social is small, but the atmosphere of them nightclubs are just out this world. Especially with the DJs they're bringing. That's why I feel like, in terms of atmosphere, they'll probably be the best too. Especially before lockdown, when Bissa was playing there every Saturday.
Yeah.
It was something else.
I think it was 15 before lockdown. Man. No,
yeah, I was 18 at the time. Right before lockdown, but I was 18, so it was fresh. Yeah. Like, them nights out were later.
Yeah.
And funny enough, it used to be called Beltazzoni, the ones on Saturday, yeah.
Yeah,
it used to be called Beltazzoni before they set up the blame.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was something else. It was unbelievable.
I'd love to get them on the podcast.
Awesome. They're probably like intensive musicians. Me dream guests.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Them, you know who I'd love to bring on?
Who?
Liam Gallagher.
Yeah?
Imagine the chat you'd have with him. Imagine the story you'd have. Even you, the story you'd have, this conversational story. You'd obviously be comfortable, do you know what I mean? None of that boring interview show. Even in the boring interview show, you still go crack. But imagine you just having a chat with him, acting the bollocks or whatever. So you'd be unbelievable.
I think my dream...
We could chat show you about Now the Boring Cunt, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm only messing, I love Now the Boring. I love him. But
they should get together.
No, they should get back.
Because like now,
Oasis should get back.
Because like there's 100%. No one like Liam Gallagher and all is coming. I think in August or something. There's no one in that crowd.
Noel's coming.
Noel's coming, isn't
he? Yeah.
There's no one in that Noel Gallagher crowd who would not like to see the two of them together.
Yeah.
Johnny Mansell.
Y'all want the Oasis back, man?
Everyone does.
Y'all do. I'd love to see them back. They're unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like I'm not really big into rock or that, but they're probably my favorite band.
Musicians. I think it was my dream musician guest. Hozier.
Hozier's top shit.
I'd love to have a chat with
him. We only know one song, Take Me to Church.
Yeah.
That's probably the only song. To be honest, he had a few songs on Peaky Blinders, did he?
I think he did.
I
was watching that again last night as well. Peaky Blinders. Yeah. See, I've watched that series about twice, three times.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Have you watched it?
Yeah, I watched it.
It's fucking good, isn't it?
It's really good. But the last season, they're going around it.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think they're going around it. I think they're going to make a film or another show about it.
Yeah, film's coming. Alfie Solomon spin-off. Hopefully.
Yes,
fuck you,
do you think Tommy should have died at the end?
I just think
it's natural for
him. I love the visual. I was watching this again and I realised this during my second watch through the show. He walked into like the first scene we saw Tommy Shelby in Peaky Blinders. He walked in on a black
on a horse. Yeah, the black horse.
And he left on a white horse. It's just he died and he was reborn. He came a new man. Everything that life that he built, he had to walk away from. It was all gone.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So I think it's a good story.
Yeah, true. That's actually good, but it just feels like
in a way
as a criminal, right? There's two ways you go out as a criminal. You either die or you go to jail. You don't run off free. I don't Breaking Bad. I'm gonna spoil it. Fuck, that's 10 years ago. So don't fucking cry about it if we spoil Breaking Bad for you. Like, you look at Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, right? Walter died. Jesse ran away free. And then Saul went to prison.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm on the last season of Breaking Bad.
No way!
Swear. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and it's 10 years ago. It's your fault.
I know. It's taken me 2 years to watch it.
You have to binge watch it, man. You have to binge watch it. Like, it's something else. It affects me more when I binge watch it.
Yeah.
It definitely affects me more, especially like when I've been watching it for hours non-stop. Yeah. Then we get to the last couple of episodes of Breaking Bad, it just hits you hard. It does, yeah. Not when you watch a couple of episodes and then you take a break for a couple of days and then you watch it again. Like, you watch it slowly, yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't really hit you hard, but when you watch it over and over and over again, you don't take a break. It hits you hard.
So how long?
Because you're just invested into the story.
How long is the whole show? It must be like 50 hours altogether, is it? Like, they're hour-long episodes.
Yeah, maybe they're 62 episodes.
Mad.
62 episodes, yeah. They're a bit ugly and they were each episode.
No, they're good, though.
I'm sorry you spoiled it, man.
No, you're good. Because, by the time I get to actually finish it...
What episodes are you in?
It's the last season. Mike has just died.
Oh, fucking hell.
I think it's the last season, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the last season, yeah.
So I want that there, and then, like, halfway through it, it'll probably take me another 2 years to probably watch them. I'm shocking for Netflix. Someone recommended to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine today.
Oh, it's gas.
Is it? Yeah, I've never seen
gas. Watch it. It's unbelievable.
I might give it a watch.
You have to give it a watch. Just watch one episode, you'll be hooked.
Yeah?
You'll be proper hooked, bro, yeah. It's amazing.
I think I will.
Top quality.
Is it, like, is there continuity, like, or is it just, like, you can watch any episode, like...
I think there's a bit of continuity in it where you can watch any episode.
Things that have a bit of storyline to them. That's why I like The Office, because you can watch any episode of The Office, but if you watch all The Office is true, the American one,
it's actually a bit
of a story.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, same with Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Similar to The Office.
Yeah.
It's a lot similar to that.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah. You know what I love? Yeah, I love the continuity, you know. Mm. Just the story progressing and the characters evolving. Like Breaking Bad, he got through the 1 week though. Like, what, he went from a good man, like an ordinary fella, just to average elfly, to fucking pure evil.
Yeah.
Imagine killing Mike, that's unforgivable.
Yeah.
When he killed Mike, I just hated his guts.
I know.
Because like, I didn't even hate him when he poisoned the elfly.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even hate him. I was like, oh, you fucking sick bastard. We just kind of like him anyway.
Because
he just begged Gus and all. You know what I realised? I was like, why did I hate Gus? Yeah, even watch Better Call Saul, Gus is in that show.
Gus is chill.
Gus the legend. You like Gus in Better Call Saul.
Mm.
But yeah, it has done a few horrible things, to be honest. I'm not going to get into it. Just watch Better Call Saul as well.
Yeah.
I'd advise you to watch Breaking Bad first. Then watch El Camino. It's about Jesse after Breaking Bad.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, El Camino. It's on Netflix, yeah.
Oh, sick. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, El Camino.
Because he's probably my favourite character, isn't it, Jesse?
I love Jesse. Yeah. He's my favourite character, 100%. Him and Mike could definitely be my top two.
Mm.
Just, I was bawling my eyes out with Mike doing, man.
Mm.
Mike.
Because he did such a good job on Mike. Like, I thought he was...
such a good job, and they humanised him and all.
Yeah, because he was that's such a... Breaking Bad, he was a bit dead for, like, two or three seasons, and then it kind of, the last couple, they kind of relived him, kind of gave him a bit of a fresh lick of paint.
Yeah, but he was always just Gus's henchman. You know, yeah. They humanised him, especially his relationship with his granddaughter.
Mm. Yeah, that was a big
just
one.
Humanised him. I was like, fucking hell. Like, she'll never know what's going to happen to him.
Mm.
It's just heartbreaking.
Imagine.
Like, it really is heartbreaking. I'm not going to get into too much detail. It was just sad.
Yeah, it was.
It is sad.
It's good. I can't wait to finish it. I don't know what happens. So.
Yeah. You should definitely watch it. It gets even better, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
The one after a week, though, is just going to get better and better and better and better. Just the plot twists are just mad.
That's probably why. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially like the first episode of season 4, you see Walter with his plain hair and beard and all.
Yeah, that's mad.
It's just like, how did he get there? And you just, you're hooked straight away.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck happened? How did he get from killing Gus to looking fucked up? I'm not going to get into too much detail. You have to watch it, man.
I will.
What would happen is just, it'll blow your fucking mind.
Yeah. Because even though I know kind of now what happens, there's so much like, oh, how did that happen, boy? What happened with this character, so I can't wait to finish it.
Yeah, you know, you kind of know what happens. It's a little bit predictable, but it's also unpredictable at the same time. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to say, shit hit the fan.
I'm sure.
Like, it's so good.
It has to hit the fan at some point. It's getting there.
It's unbelievable, yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Another show I'm watching right now is Ozark. I'm watching Ozark right now. Sorry.
I'm so bad for series, man.
Yeah, I think I was good at shows, but I just stopped watching after, like, episode 6. I just stopped watching the first episode. I was like, it's not really captivating me the same way Breaking Bad, for example, captivated me and got me hooked.
Yeah.
I was like, don't have the head for it anymore. Because John recommended me watch Ozark. I did watch it, but it's not for me, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like, he did tell me, like, season 3 is really good. Like, it has your man Tommy off power. So I was like, you know, I've got to try and watch it. But it's just, I'm not really into it, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's like, the show's kind of dead to me, you know.
I get you. Yeah.
But it is a good show overall, I think. But
I think the only series I've watched, Peaky Blinders. I've watched a few more. Oh, The Queen's Gambit, sick as hell.
Yeah, Queen's Gambit, yeah.
And My Octopus Teacher.
It's
the most fucked up thing I'd ever seen. He just makes friends with an octopus under the sea. Some submarine diver, whatever they're called.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, just watch it.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You know what show you watch, I was like, what the fuck? Jeffrey Dahmer's yoke.
That's mad.
Fucking hell, that was disturbing.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was disturbing. Like, I was like, what the fuck did I just witness?
It was mad.
It was mad. What's wrong with toys, bro?
It's mad that wasn't even too long ago.
Was it too long ago? Yeah, it was in the late 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what the crazy thing is? It's real.
Yeah.
It actually fucking happened.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's the most fucked up story I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And it's real, like, as well.
Like, I'm shocked that it's real.
Mm.
That it's not some ever Hollywood movie. They just imagined it.
Yeah.
But it actually fucking happened.
And the fact you got to... Oh, it's so, there's so many levels to it. You're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I just like the fucking documentaries about serial killers for some reason. I like true crime.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's fucked up. And we don't like the fucked up aspect of it. It's just...
It's interesting. So no, I do agree with you. I don't know. I agree. I think the best one I watched. Oh,
I think it's because you try and pick their brains, I suppose. They're deep into that psyche. Why did they do such a thing?
Mm.
What made them behave this way? Maybe that's why I'm interested, the psychological aspect of it.
Probably, yeah, something like that. Yeah. Humans are weird, though.
Weird, yeah.
Humans are weird.
Humans are mad fucked up.
Because, like, you never know. Like, that, like, someone like Jeffrey Dahmer could be just knocking about now, do you know what I mean? You just won't know until he's caught.
Yeah, literally. You never know. Might be Larry Murphy down the street or whatever.
Yeah, Larry Murphy, man, that's some story, yeah.
Isn't he dead?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think he's dead.
He shows up every now and then, I think.
Yeah, it's fucking mad.
Yeah, he's a scumbag, isn't he?
Yeah, scummed the head. I don't know why he'd get away with it. He kind of, yeah, he got justice, but it's not good enough. I don't know why a justice system so lenient towards Shuey Burks to a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Jody Hood, you got away free. Yeah. Not guilty, you know.
He's never gone down for anything like that.
I think he's gone back to Spain or something.
I don't really know what I think of the whole trial and all, because I wasn't really following it. But I think it was some visual. Him coming out of court, long hair, beard, like Charles Manson, just like crazy. And obviously the next day, shaved it all, comb back hair in a restaurant or wherever he was. But back to Spain, I'd say.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I think he's back to Spain. Yeah.
You wouldn't know, like, it's... I think it's kind of crazy, in a way, that... That's an event that's happened. It's kind of been trivialized though by the news and all and the tabloids. But it's almost
the tabloid keeps sensationalizing shit. Like
it
that.
Does, man. It's like it's not. It shouldn't
so
really.
If you don't
be.
Know what's real, you don't know what's fake.
Yeah, like I'm sure he like apart from probably loves it in a way because he's getting like the name on everyone's tongue at the minute.
Yeah.
If like, imagine they just didn't report on that, and apparently imagine it was just like, so and so goes to prison. There's no names mentioned. There's no cameras. I mean, obviously, they wouldn't have a news story, but that's kind of how it should be. Because otherwise, it's a big story, and that people, at the end, it gets tainted and all the rest of it. And
yeah.
There's rumors and this, that, and the other. I don't know. I think it's. There needs to be. I think there needs to be change in media and reporting crime and all the rest of it. Cause
yeah, especially when you get Nicola Tarrant as well, the way she describes working class areas.
Mm.
Like she has this stereotype that people are scumbags now. If you come from town or. And you're a working class area, he's automatically a scumbag.
Yeah.
We're wearing tracksuits right now. I have this thick Dublin accent. I'm immediately assumed as a blatant scumbag.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not true.
Nicola Tarrant doesn't really like anybody though.
Yeah, she hates everyone. Probably
like,
herself,
even Marcus Sweeney was having a go with her.
Yeah.
Oh, stop. Yeah. She has some people like that. It's just like, the whole negativity thing.
Yeah, negativity sells, unfortunately. The whole world revolves around negativity. There's no positivity in this world.
Yeah. It's mad. I think there's a new wave of that coming through. I can't wait to see now, like, what RTE do. I think they have a good chance now to give the kind of the media side a new kind of lick of paint, and just kind of freshen it up a little bit. I think it needs to be done. Start with Ryan Tuberty. He's obviously stepped down.
Who do you think's going to replace him?
I would say.
If you don't know, I wish we had it on video because I'm pointing at myself.
Yeah, I think you
get me on the late
late
show. Yeah,
go for it. But
none of that boring show. Ryan Tuberty is on. It's not.
Oh no, Lottie Ryan.
Lottie Ryan.
I think she's gonna take it.
I was thinking, what's her name? Claire Bourne. Claire Bourne.
Mm,
yeah,
maybe.
I think she'd be excellent for the late late
or...
show. You know who should come on? Tommy Tiernan. Get him on the late late show.
I don't think so. I think it's too. Tommy Tiernan,
he bring his toil to the mainstream.
No, see, he said it himself. He's not a presenter. Like he's not.
But he kind of is a presenter.
But he's not a great presenter. He's a great interviewer. Like he can't do the whole welcome to the Late Late Show.
Yeah.
You just like if you see him, like even when he's like going to, like when he's gone for a break on his show, he's like, oh, let's go for a break. He just doesn't like doing it. He's just more of an interviewer.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I just don't think he has it for him. Obviously, if the interview was to be top tier. But like the Late Late Show is just a different thing. It's a bit of a poison chalice because people won't like you, other people will like you, and like you're kind of stuck in a position there where you're not going to be moved for a certain period of time. I think who else is there that can get it? Do you know what I mean? Like there's obviously the obvious like ones that are within RTA already. I doubt they're going to bring in anyone else.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, true.
See,
yeah.
I don't know.
I love someone who has an accent like mine. Bring someone on who sounds like me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That'd be nice. That'd be groundbreaking.
Mm.
Not someone who sounds posh. It's always the posh people who obviously get their mad presenter jobs and all.
Yeah. No, yeah. I do. I
get someone
so.
In who's like us.
Mm.
Break new ground. Make sure it's a bit more dull.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think, like, who would they go for? Like, I hope they get...
I think it's Claire Bourne. That's just how I feel. I think they're going to bring Claire Bourne on.
Maybe.
Yeah.
See, I wish they got like a comedian on or something.
Comedian.
Like, go with the American.
That's what I said, Tommy Tiernan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not.
Go with the comedian route and then just like kind of pick. Like, that's what the Americans do. And
that's
what
the
is. And, like, but I can't think. Like, who's like our best comedian at the moment? We don't really, like, we don't really have one.
Wait, Tommy Turner is the
only one. I'd love to go on the stand-up. I think I might go on the stand-up.
We'll have a wee on, yeah. We'll have
a wee. Yeah, that'd be sick,
that. He should be on the Late Night Show, yeah.
No, but honestly, yeah. They could easily call up, like, one of those. Like, anyone like that, they could call up, I'd say. Like,
yeah.
Like, sorry, not them, sorry. The, like, they could call any of the names you mentioned, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's mad. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't think they know what they're going to do either. Because I just think you'd announce it.
Yeah.
Because it's, I don't know. I don't know what their plans are. RTE, I'd love to work with RTE. But I'd love to work with RTE in a certain capacity. Like, I don't think I'd sell the show. I wouldn't do what the Two Johnnies did.
Yeah.
I think they butchered the Two Johnnies, personally.
Yeah.
But that's my opinion.
It's just not the same. When you hit the mainstream, it's just not the same. You're more like a puppet now. If you go mainstream, you're a puppet. We hope, if we ever do go mainstream, we're just the same. Like, nobody changes us, and here we are.
Yeah.
Like, I want to remain authentic. You just lose that authenticity when you're in the mainstream.
Yeah.
Like, a good example, who said this loads of times, the Soy Men, they kind of lost that authenticity. KSI lost that authenticity.
Yeah. Because
he went mainstream, and he blew up.
I think my goal is, though, go mainstream for sure. I want to go mainstream. I want to be on that level. I don't really care if I have to, like, if I do have to censor myself at a certain point.
Fuck all that.
I would look at it like this. I'd look at it as, to that point, up until I get a big deal like that, obviously there would be a lot of money to come along with that if that was the case. If I was to go mainstream, and I'm talking about RTE, whatever, that would come in. Mm-hmm. I'd look at it as, I've done my artwork, let's do the money work on it.
Yeah.
Go from there. I also have great connections. I have big plans for the future, so someone like RTE, come along and sign me, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, what's your plans for the summer? Like, in terms of the podcast and...
Plans for the summer is... Podcast, I hope to do weekly, at least. Right?
Yeah.
I want to start a TikTok page called Good Time To Be Me, which is going to be a... Have you seen that now, boys?
Yeah.
It's going to be like that.
Yeah.
But we're going to run it. We're going to run it in Europe. We're going to be going to parties in Europe. We're going to be running college parties when they start up back next year, all across the country. So we're going to just be vlogging a group of lads, and we're going to just fucking have a good time with that. And we're going to chop it up. I think you can do 10-minute videos on TikTok now. I won't bore you for 3 minutes. So I'll do a couple short ones. But that's going to be it. We're going to try to do that on TikTok as best we can.
Especially on YouTube, the longer form.
YouTube as well. We're going to try to throw it up. So that's kind of the plan. We have plans to go to Europe for a month.
Yeah.
We'll see what that happens there. Obviously, I want to try to do a weekly podcast. So there's going to be a bit of a backlog build up.
Yeah.
So yeah, like next year, like I'm going to see what happens with it. I plan on just going hard for a year. Mm-hmm. Just go ham. Like, just do whatever we can.
Yeah.
And then, see where we are this time next year. And then hopefully... There's a few more opportunities.
Hopefully, if you're ever bigger, you don't forget me.
Yeah, bring us with us. Bring everyone with us.
Bring everyone with us, yeah.
I think that's the way to do it.
Same thing, yeah. Go mainstream, but take the whole scene with you.
Mm. I think it's the scene, if you didn't have it, if I ever was to go mainstream, I think it would be because I'd be big in the scene. I'm not just talking about within podcasting. I think you'd have to be big within TikTokers. You'd have to be big in with the YouTubers, the fucking... Yeah. You just have to do it. It is. And like, as I said, like earlier in the podcast, like I'd love to be the epicenter of all of these industries. Come on my podcast, talk about whatever they want. I want to be, if you have a product to sell, if you have something to say, if you want to announce a fight, you come on my show and do it. That's what I want to be able to, you know what I mean? So that's the goal.
Yeah. We both have the same goal.
Yeah.
We don't do the same thing. Hopefully it's just us neck and neck. You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to say I'm competing with anyone and say, oh, I want to be the epicenter. I don't want anyone else to be the epicenter.
Yeah, no, I
want everyone to be on the same level. Do you know
I think competition, it is competition.
It is competition. It's friendly competition. Yeah, true. But the only like, proper serious competition is with yourself.
Yeah.
I'd say you want to be better than the last time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And as long as you can keep doing that, you're going to get better and better.
Yeah, keep getting better and better. Naturally. Keep improving. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So I think that's everything, isn't it?
I think that's it. Yeah, perfect. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Perfect.
Yeah, have a really good chat. It's like, no one really told each other's room, really, or whatever.
I think it was good, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. It was like a crossover episode. Yeah,
I think so, for sure. I had to get you on ours now.
It is, but technically it's ours now.
Get you on ours now.
Come on, Airspot for you. Yeah, but I think that's about it, yeah. So
yeah, I think we're good.
Thanks for coming on, bro. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Yeah. Absolutely.
Nice one, brother, yeah. So that's it, everyone. See you next time. Bye bye. Tell the world and say me, happy air, cause me, one freedom, one freedom.